comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
And welcome to the Spirits Work Show, the metaphysical show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery.
Mick and I are mediums who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education. And on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truths in the nature of your existence, direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be talking about energy. And if you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, the phone lines will be open, and the number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227, Canada 888-815-9756, and international callers, it's not toll-free, but it's only a short call, 001-530-876-3222.
Well, as well as Spirit's work on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com every Mondays at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistverse.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you would like to know more about us, our books, our CDs, perhaps order an Akashic reading from Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, we suggest you go to our websites, which are www.spirit-teaching.com and also at www.spiritsworkradio.com. As regular listeners will know, each week live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit person, guide, called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he has come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth. We don't spend a long time on chit-chat or small talk at the start of our shows because we try to utilize the whole amount of time we have as best we can and save it for what really matters, which of course is the spirit world. So I'm going to sign off for this week while I prepare to go into trance. Have a sort of a very deep sleep, and I'm going to leave the rest of the show up to Sylvie, or Little Bird, as she's known. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Gregory is a spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, who are made up of scientific minds of all descriptions, plus ordinary people. The information that they bring is educational, and they've come to give us access to information that we will benefit us in order that we may move towards a more stable and peaceful way of life, hopefully understand the nature of our existence, and help us to evaluate our lives differently. When mixed in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory Hay. So it's not just Mick passing the information to us. He won't be aware of what is happening, and it will be a completely different person who will be taking the show. It will be Spirit Guide Gregory Hay. So if you'd like to find out more about this or anything else about us from our website, it's www.spirit-teaching.com. And if you have a question for Gregory, well, if you actually have a show topic for us, for our show, then the number to call also is, email rather, is enq@spirit-teaching.com. So I'd just like to take this opportunity to say that we are in the Portland area tomorrow. Tomorrow night we are at Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces. There's a workshop there, 7 till 9, and we'll be discussing and development circle situations, teaching you how to sit for spirit in a home environment, basically. But we will be doing a meditation a communication with Gregory there, so you can meet Gregory tomorrow night if you like, 7 to 9 p.m., Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces. It's on our website, $20 for the two-hour workshop, and you can find out more information about that and any other workshops or that we're doing from now until Christmas in the Portland area on spirit-teaching.com. So, and don't forget, everybody, if you do want to talk to Gregory today, it's not a reading situation, okay? It's discussing the subject that we're talking about. So anything to do with the subject that we're talking about, that is absolutely fine. Any views you have on it, any questions, comments, we welcome you. We look forward to that. Hello, Gregory.
Good love and light, my dear friend.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about energy.
Yes.
You wanted to start in a specific area today, I believe.
Yes. Well, of course. First of all, however, we do have to say that energy in the physical state and reality of it is something which is quite different, organized, of course, as it is, by very specific forces which occupy energy, which help it to release from one form to another form. Usually when you look at energy, you are looking at situations of matter, perhaps, and how matter moves from one place to another. Even an animal has to eat food in order to then make energy to move. And that goes for any single animal that you have. Even an amoeba has to eat something, so it has to move and actually digest something, which then turns its food into energy, which is then released by its movement. Of course, but you have then an animal which releases its own energy, which is a form of combustion, which it then releases, and it propels itself along. But what actually is it that happens to that energy after it's been released? Where does it go? Does it just dissipate into the ether? Well, of course, physically, it does. So, for example, then, if you observe a small insect as it walks along the ground, you don't actually see or observe a trail left behind it of the energy as it moves. If you were in the spirit world, however, sometimes that is exactly what you would see. And strangely enough, many situations have been treated with, I suppose, quite a lot of skepticism on the part of human physical beings whilst they're having a physical life. But yet, once they come to the spirit world, you will actually see that an organism who was having a physical life and became spirit still manifests itself in a similar way if it desires to. So a horse is still a horse, and yet its definable energy within itself is something uniquely different. It's rather more to do with a spirit definition of that form of energy. Don't forget, of course, that an animal like a horse, the same as any other animal, is only actually bringing about its conscious memory from its physical life to display its physical form that it had. But the pure spirit within it is actually essentially pure spirit. And so its definable cause is something quite different in the realm of energy and how that relates. But what we need to also look upon here is exactly what is spirit energy. How can spirit manifest energy if they are non-physical beings? This has been a question which has long since puzzled very many people, I understand, quite simply because it is difficult for the human mind to actually move your head into, move your consciousness into some aspect of how spirit could even bring a movement. Is it to do with a motor control, an auto control system? Is it to do with a way of do they exchange gases? No, of course not. Even those spirit who wish to eat food, they don't actually exchange gases. It's just something which they do as a mechanical situation. So And it's the association of that activity of eating which brings back the memories and also recycles the memories of conscious thought that they had whilst they were having a physical life and actually creating that memory. So I hope you understand that you have these different situations where beings in the spirit world are actually creating things. Well, how on earth could that be possible if it's a non-physical reality?
Absolutely.
So the simple situation is that if you have a spirit energy in the spirit world, it is not necessarily expressing, it's not pushing itself from one place to another in order to be in another place. It is an object of thought. And what actually happens is the spirit energy sends out a conscious thought. I know you're going to say, well, how do they do that? I will get to that in a moment. A spirit energy sends out a conscious thought because of the consciousness state, which is an aspect of memory that has come from the mind control of the physical life. So we are dealing, first of all, here with beings who have already had a physical life and how they actually control and automate that aspect of their setting, if you like, their ability to transition from one place to another place. So they are actually utilizing their thought and they're sending it out to a particular place. This is what you would do when you come to the spirit world. You would think, oh yes, I would like to go there. And as soon as you have the thought, as soon as it is created, not from the mechanisms of your physical state as had existed, but from the memory of them. And it is to do with these memories which bring you the link. So that what you will do is you will bring about and enliven the memory, illuminate it into your consciousness, and as soon as you do that, you will find yourself moving toward the situation or whatever it is, the thing that you are attracted to. So it is the law of attraction which allows you to actually do this. And part of this law of attraction is created by your conscious thought, the conscious thought which has arrived with you, with your spirit self, in the spirit world after your physical passing.
Okay, but presumably the law of attraction can only take you to so far as your vibration will allow you to go. So you travel towards that situation, but if it's a situation that is beyond your vibration and therefore unreachable,
yes,
at the moment, so
yes.
What happens? You come to a grinding halt.
Yes, or you're suddenly deflected back or something like that.
I'm just a simple soul, Gregory.
Yes, no, absolutely so. It's the right kind of question, friend. The point is that actually what happens in that situation is that it means that you are unable, in fact, as a being, to actually reach it. It just becomes something that you cannot reach. It's as though, let us say then, it's a situation that, as a physical human being, you have always wanted to talk to Jesus. There are many people who want to do that. And that they have very similar experiences to one another, perhaps. And they actually achieve it as a form of illumination in their physical life. But what of the situation in the spirit world? Well, it could well be, of course, that the intention is there. And if for you, you have perhaps overcome some of the difficulties that you had faced or created in your physical life and made reparation for them and that kind of thing, then it may well be that the pathway to your desire is something which is achievable, because the law of attraction means to say that you have overcome the accomplices of your physical life and enabled, by doing that, has enabled you to alter your vibration from that physical life. So quite simply then, friend, if you perhaps, say, want to meet with some other spiritual guru, does it mean to say then that you're barred from meeting that person just because your vibration doesn't meet with theirs? Well, Well, of course, you may well try to make this visitation with them, and it could be that if your sending of your love vibration toward them is of a sufficient state, if it's of a sufficient statement of your desire, shall we say, then it may well be met, which means to say not that you have necessarily ascended that vibration in order to meet them, but that they have recognized your desire and, in point of fact, they are able to reciprocate it. So they are well aware that you are traveling toward them, perhaps, in your desire to have greater explanation or to desire certain situations of truth which have evaded you in your physical life, then perhaps it may well be that this is a situation which is possibly achieved through resolution of your physical journey, as I say, asking for forgiveness of the negative things you created, but also of that individual's desire you are seeking to actually reciprocate your energy and say, yes, you have done well, and I will, of course, try to visit with you. And but people have to move away from this situation of, oh, well, that person's, their vibration's right up there and I cannot possibly reach them. Energy doesn't really work like that.
Except when you're on the physical plane.
Yes, of course, except when you are on the physical plane, when very often those situations are brought about by the egoism of the individual and their desire perhaps to fulfill a specific destiny may not actually be what is required of that life journey or may actually be from the wrong intention of that life journey. So if, for example, that person's energy is dishonorable in some way, that they have a different intention or motivation behind that request or behind that energy seeking, then what they are actually doing is just fooling themselves and they will not meet with it, even though it may be that the response from the spirit world is a response in kind and that, in point of fact, that you come to, so say, meet with this guru or that enlightened
being. Well, if that was the case, then people, deities like Jesus, would be here all of the time with the calling that goes on here on the earth plane with religion.
Well, that is true to a point, except for the fact, my friend, that I have to say that in the case of many beings, they are, of course, indivisible, which does not mean to say they're stuck in one place. It means to say that they are multidimensional and multifaceted beings. So the very fact that many millions, perhaps, of people are calling upon Jesus does not mean to say that he is fragmented to such a state that he cannot answer that call. I am not saying that or suggesting it for one moment because, however, the situation has been that many people call upon this energy purely out of the facet of their egoism, then that may well be the climate which refuses them entry. I'm also saying that because of very specific energies which exist within the relationship of one person sending love to someone else, it means to say that actually what is happening there in this situation is that they are actually creating a very beautiful energy, perhaps, but maybe their energy is not something which responds or resonates well with the energy that or the mindset that Jesus has at that particular moment, or that any one of the others of indivisibility have at that moment.
Okay. If you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. The number to call is toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222. And this is questions and comments about the subject that we're talking about today, which is actually about energy, but it does encompass such a broad spectrum of conversation, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely so.
Because it makes me think of the spirits that are that we have to deal with a lot that are creating havoc for poor people here.
Yes.
I'm not going to say trapped spirits, but
those with issues.
Those with issues, yes. Those with issues. And how difficult that is for you to contact with those even at that level who are in the astral...
Yes.
In the astral layer,
yes,
of the Earth.
Absolutely so. It is really quite difficult at times, really, because of... It's not because we cannot see them necessarily. We very often do. But it may well be that because their energy is so negative and so intensive, because of their situation, of their conscious physical state that they had during their physical life, it means to say that their energy is completely different. And that actually, which is the part of the reason why we have to access these energies very often through human physical beings, is because their energy is much closer to the physical world than the other different energy which is coming from those of us who are trying to help them. And so it's not true to say that always those in the spirit world who are, in a sense, higher up the pecking order or higher up the ladder are able to lower their vibration to whatever state of energy that is. Because naturally, of course, if you have someone who is of an intensive negative vibration, it does not necessarily mean to say that you can automatically move into that level. That's like saying that you are an accomplice to that energy.
Well, it seems like you can communicate and contact physical beings on the Earth plane easier than you can contact these other beings who are actually passed on your side of life, but in the lower levels of the astral plane.
Yes, well, quite so. But also, of course, it's not just to say that this is about levels. It's about the energy state of vibration. And that, so if, of course, quite rightly, as you say, friend, if you have a situation that you are dealing with or trying to deal with, you are actually observing perhaps that this spirit entity is actually physically moving objects, not something which is the same and akin to physical mediumship, where spirit move physical objects, because that, of course, is in a sensation and a situation of attraction of love. And that's a loving energy of intention, which enables that beautiful energy and auric sensation to actually glorify and amplify the possibility of movement. And that's really how it happens. So, of course, if you have a situation which is lacking love, then it means to say, particularly... If, shall we say then it's a family that's involved in this, a physical Earth family, and that you have a person who comes from the spirit world, or perhaps who has been pestering this family for many years, maybe it's a situation which they has become, in fact, quite violent.
As we get quite often to deal with.
Yes, quite so, mm-hmm. and quite interfering as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this, of course, can be a very alarming situation for a spirit being, who observes this, perhaps because they are looking at this and they suddenly realize that they can actually have the power to create physical energy in a physical dimension. That's something as well. You see that sometimes they may not actually realize what they're doing.
But,
understand?
Yeah.
Because they may not actually be seeing or observing what their reaction to the repercussions are of the energy that they are sending out. You see? So sometimes they may well be sending out in the blind, as it were, because they are just sending out because they are feeling so negative and trapped as they are in that vibration. And they may not actually observe even that they are connecting in some way with the physical Earth realm.
Which is why we always get the... Mostly often, we get the people who are being bothered by these people to actually communicate with them, to explain to them, and to actually address the situation of the possibilities that are there for them that they don't actually realize, because they don't know that the spirit world exists even, do they? Because they've just...
Not the rest of it.
No,
quite
exactly,
so.
That the
yes.
rest of it, yes.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Is it darkness where they are?
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily darkness. It is, however, themselves. So if a person creates darkness in their lives, which negativity tends to do, it tends to, it's something of an aversion of the light, it means to say then that what's actually happening in that being is that they are creating their own destiny and their own image, if you like. They're reflecting upon their own image, which is actually giving them a shorter wavelength of vibration. So what this means then, if you look at upon the spirit of someone, shall we say, you're looking at and observing this spirit of someone, and their that spirit energy is pulsating very slightly, oscillating. And this is what is causing the vibration of that spirit energy. And what causes that vibration is quite simply an amount of love which had been created in physical life or which had been created during the spirit consciousness journey from the time that love was, of course, absolutely supreme and absolute as a part of that which is God. Mm-hmm. So you have this situation then. It's not a dissipation, I have to say, that when the spirit moves away, becomes separate from that which is God, it does not mean to say that the energy of spirit is then dissipating all the way up to the point of their physical incarnation, if you like, if you will, of the physical earth life. Because, of course, life does not revolve around the earth. I know that we're dealing with the earth planet at this present time, so we will keep it relatively simple and straightforward to this aspect. But of course it does reflect upon exactly the same with any other planet of which there is physical existence and life upon it. We are not talking purely here about life in the physical form. We are talking about spirit in general, of course, and the very differences of their makeup in their individuality, not just being a part of God, but that which they are bringing toward themselves with their own creativity and their own needs and desires.
How come some aliens have become trapped here? We've had people with problems with alien attachments, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Well, how come they have got trapped on the earth plane?
Well, quite simply, my friend, because sometimes it's an akin vibration to their own planetoid or their own realization of the state of life that they had led. Of course, many of these may well be of an opaque variety, which means to say that they're both physical and non-physical, and that this actually happens to occur during a non-physical interlude, which means to say then that it's a segment of their life which they are experiencing in the non-physical dimension, and then suddenly, perhaps, they find themselves away from their own home existence, maybe by mistake, or it may be by desire. It may be, of course, that they have actually entertained a collusion in some way with some other beings, or that they have actually wanted to visit with the earth plane. Then that too can happen, of course. Perhaps they have other desires or designs upon it. Not all beings from other planets are necessarily beneficial.
Oh, no.
Many are hostile.
Absolutely. So, do you have, going back to the spirit world, do you have classes and courses on how to use your spirit energy in the spirit world? Like, do you have teachers?
Yes, well, we do actually in the halls of learning, of course. There are many situations to do with that. But what about the beings who have a physical life, who know nothing about the halls of learning? Well, the point is that this is a gradual situation, so there will be many instances where beings who come to the spirit world, perhaps who have no understanding of this situation, that they are usually helped by mentors, people who have gone through a very similar situation to themselves, and who help them, who point them in the right direction of where to be or where to go and how to deal with this or that. After all, it's very confusing for some who actually pass from outside of life, and they try to manipulate their consciousness and find that they still have consciousness after they have physically passed. That, for some, is a shock in itself.
Oh, I'm sure. Do you find that you, I can just imagine, because of I've gained so much knowledge from from what we do with the group over the years, that
yes.
I can imagine being in the spirit world and at some stage maybe bumping into an old school friend or whatever,
yes.
And maybe explaining to them of the possibilities that there are, even though I've only just arrived.
Yes, quite.
You know, and helping them.
Yes.
So is that something that you come across all of the time?
Oh, yes, absolutely so, friend. And of course, as I say, and as you rightly point out, friend, it is really down to a person's individual personality and what they have actually managed to access in their physical life. So, of course, they have had no interaction whatsoever with the spirit world during their physical life, then they will not necessarily come to our side of life in complete ignorance, but that they will most certainly need to have others around them who are well aware of their need, of their desire, of their emptiness, perhaps, maybe it's to do with their inability to facilitate even movement. Have you ever thought about that? Well, how then does spirit actually come to understand that they can move from one place to another, or would they just stand there unable to do anything? You may have even heard of situations of memory that are brought about by the spirit being quite simply because they become bored with their own existence in the spirit world, perhaps. And so they're sitting there waiting for something to happen, and of course nothing does because they're not bringing their own consciousness thought into the setting.
They're being a couch potato in the spirit world.
Yeah, a spirit potato, yes.
Spirit potato. Mashed potato.
Yes. Yes, quite so, friend. And actually, that is actually what happens. So they may well actually be sitting there just making a stick man out of a matchstick or something. And it's just a repeated exercise. That doesn't mean to say, then, that... I understand some people would say, well, I don't understand that. Why would they do that? Why would they just sit there and do that and nothing else? Well, because they don't actually realize that even sitting is something of the transition of physical memory. Even doing that is something of the memory of physical life, which you are enacting upon the conscious spirit through your consciousness. And so if that is the case, then it only really needs for it to be pointed out to that person, that spirit individual, well, do you realize that you are sitting? In this case and event, friend, you can stand up. Try doing that. Try willing your consciousness to have an altered state from where you are now. And all they have to do, all you have to point out to them, is to step back into the relativity of your memory. Can you remember what it was like to actually feel that you were standing from a sitting position? Try and re-entertain that memory. It's there, it's present. It just needs your attraction to it, to access it. And that is exactly how spirit moves forward. It's a bit like, I suppose, reteaching a child.
Well, I'm sure. And is it a little like, you know, when you're waking up from a nice sleep and you're just in limbo land there, just, you know, quite happy. You know you're lying there, but
yes.
Time doesn't really, you don't notice
mean
time
anything.
Or anything like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't mean
you're
anything.
Thinking or whatever.
Yes.
I imagine it to be a little bit like that.
Well, yes, quite so. And the point is that what you then feel or understand is that there is a presence near to you. And that presence, as I say, may well be a loved one. It could be an ancestral memory or something like that. It could be someone from your genetic family heritage. It may be someone alternatively from your soul group. And of course, that will be a very loving being. Your family member may be a loving being. Don't forget, it won't be someone who has abused you in physical life or anything like that. These situations are kept very separate. So what you will feel as a being is that you will feel, oh yes, I can do this, and create the thought is action. The thought becomes action because you are attracting to the thought by producing it. You are attracting to the thought, and that, in turn, relays to you in the form of energy. It means to say that you actually move with the volition of your thinking, so that as you learn to think, of course, I understand that some people might think, well, this is, could be quite haphazard for someone, that because if they haven't ordered their consciousness in a particular way or whatever, it may be quite haphazard. And yes, it can be, absolutely, at times. People can be quite deranged, even, if they cannot assimilate with their thought transition and how to actually maneuver it. That is why they need to have a mentor from the spirit world to actually show them how to progress.
It seems an awful lot of... this is the only word that I can think of, and problems to go through just to have a physical life. You were probably quite happy before you had a physical life without all of this.
Yes, yes, but I'm not really trying to make it complex, you see. It isn't really as complex as it sounds. It's
okay.
Actually quite easy once you relate to someone in the spirit world
of
a mentoring state. Yes, quite so.
Hello, caller. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Don.
Hello,
oh, this is such a fabulous topic. Thank you for bringing this up. This has been a topic of mine that has swirled around in my head for a long time. And I actually believe I have an idea and memories of what it was like.
Yes, and of course you would have.
And I'm just wondering if these might be accurate. I tend to think of... for some reason, the memories hit me. Sometimes they're overwhelming in an instant, and I can't understand it, and I kind of dismiss it. But anyways,
yes,
I would almost have to say, almost like an aware dream state. Everything looks kind of physical. You can see things. I mean, there are things all around, whatever you wish to see, wherever you are, you can see buildings, places, things. It's a little more, it's a little quicker, it's a little more fluid. It's like the dream, but you're fully aware, and you can move wherever you want, when you want. As soon as you think it, you're there.
Yes, absolutely.
The people you want to meet, you're there. You'll remember. You'll move from one action to the next. Basically, it's the unmanifested instant manifestation, because here you have the seen force or the manifested force, and things don't happen that fast. Over there, it's an instant, but it's the unmanifested or spirit energy that makes that all happen, as it does here, just differently.
Yes, it's actually, friend, because of the fact of attraction, that you send out the energy, you think it, it's there, it's immediate, the attraction is completed. That's the way that the spirit world works, in fact.
Right, and if you cross over, there are some people that, I mean, they'll be so aware of that fact.
Oh, absolutely.
And they'll move wherever they want to go, and they'll just, you know, they'll get it. And where others, you're right, I would say it would almost be from one end of the spectrum to the other. Once you get over there on the other side, you become aware, I'm certain, of your individual aspects that make up your higher self. You become more aware of them. You become intimately aware of your soul group.
Yes.
And it just becomes another progression. The learning doesn't stop. It's like the eternal, beautiful university.
Absolutely, that's the point, friend. But of course, you are quite right as well in pointing out that you have humanity and all of the diversity within that form of life, you are also observing, of course, the difficulty that some strains of humanity have with their own mental pictures, perhaps with their own mental aptitude. Perhaps they are unclear in their thinking. Quite simply, it may well be a genetic disposition that they have, a problem that they had with their own physical life. Well, how exactly do we suppose then that these poor creatures, these poor beings who are perhaps mentally deficient in some way, are actually going to be able to cope? Well, my dear friend, you may have someone with hydrocephalus or who are suffering some other genetic situation. And actually what the condition then becomes is that, of course, these are actually genetic conditions, physical conditions, which assuage the actual physical properties of the mental ability. But actually, that is something which becomes diluted and then, in fact, evaporates in the spirit world, quite simply because we actually do not have these impoverished states of mind that exist as they had in the physical reality. They are actually transmuted into a different state, quite simply because if you, for example, you look upon someone who is, shall we say, a Mongol child, and actually the beauty of most Mongol children is to do with their status of pure thought. Their loving, beautiful, loving energy is something which actually transcends, if you allow it, as you as an observer of such a being, you actually realize that their transition is one of absolute love and purity and innocence, in a sense. And that is something which will help them in the spirit world overcome the problems that had manifested in physical life, which, of course, are no longer present in the spirit world, in their spirit presence.
I agree. I see that. It's interesting. It's to me to the point. I wonder what it would like when you get the spirit, let's say, and you've crossed over and you're in spirit. There's different, of course, understandings at that point. Different understandings of vibration and how you move on and upwards and more responsibilities or more. Explain to me, can you explain to me a little bit, what that would entail? You know, like, once you cross over, what would entail to move on to the next thing? Is it just your desire again? Like, let's say you wanted to go play, or take a break, or start learning, or you wanted to increase your vibration and become an Earth. I want to be an Earth, or I want to be a star. Does it work like that, or or do you then apply? You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, actually, my dear friend, the mechanic of it, what actually happens is, yes, you may have that as a desire, as a post that you wish to come to. This is about the situation of one and one that you face in physical life when you're looking at something. You are there, and then you see a border, you see the object in front of you,
right.
And then you wish to reach to it. In the spirit world, it is something which is activated primarily by your desire and your innovation, yes, your creativity, yes, but also of your completeness and your purity, which is the key. So, my friend, if you are not of a pure enough or loving vibration to attain a specific goal, then you will not meet
right,
until
right.
You are perhaps more giving to someone else, more in service to someone else. This isn't about one person's own specific desires, but
right.
the aggregate of the whole that has to be met. And so, my friend, it is with absolute love that you bring towards someone else, perhaps in service to them. Perhaps you need to be a mentor to someone else who has a specific situation which was not related to you at
right.
all, ever in the physical life, do you see?
Yes, thank you.
And this then accentuates your vibration and enables the situation to progress.
I understand. Well, thank you. Thank you for answering that question. I will let someone else phone up here. I have my other phones ringing. Thank you very much.
Very well. Bless you, friend.
Thank bless you.
So bless you. Yeah.
Yes, just going back to the situation with the Mongol child, it's almost like it will be a role reversal when you get to the spirit world, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're going to be so pure.
Yes, and so beautiful, of
absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely, yeah, and I make no judgment on anybody about
absolutely
anything
not.
To do with, you know, whether they decide to have a Mongol child or anything like that. That's not anything to do with what we're talking about, but...
Yes, quite so. It is rather disparate that the situation in some societies has become that it's an undesirable trait.
It is. Yeah, it is.
As
but
you
I,
say,
yeah,
we are not in a situation
no, we're
of
not.
Judgment here.
But
it
is very difficult to raise and live and survive in the world
of
physical matter when everything is running, in inverted commas, perfect in every situation.
Yes.
So there are going to be so many different reasons.
Absolutely, yeah. Course. And this, of course, is something as well that comes up and raises its head in the situation, of course, of autism and the way in which people say, oh, well, they're trying to find a specific cause, a genetic cause, perhaps. Then that would mean that they would be able to eradicate it. Well, that means to say then that you would also at the same point be eradicating all of those who have ever, whoever create, step outside of the box sufficiently to actually be able to create many of the situations that you have in your world today.
Okay.
I'm talking, of course, about inventions and that kind of thing, which are mostly created by autistic people.
Tesla, Einstein.
Absolutely, yes.
In various degrees,
yes,
they were.
Absolutely so, yes. So I'm not saying that it's a wonderful thing, of course, to have that condition thrust upon you, perhaps by some situation or chemical or whatever it was through your birthing or through your environment. I'm saying, however, that in order to try to always erring for the purity of the physical form is not necessarily what it is actually envisaged to be, and certainly is not being something which is a positive state of trying to iron all of this out and make it so that people are of one color or one sentiment in their consciousness or whatever.
Absolutely, yes. And that is exactly how we tend to think, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
More and more.
Yes, which actually is not the same in the spirit world at all, because, of course, all beings are, in fact, in their spirit form, pure and perfect.
And I know Tesla and Einstein are part of the White Cloud Group, but what are they doing, what do they do with their genius minds in the spirit world, when are they still inventing? Are they still studying?
Oh,
do
yes.
they help not only people here? Do they help
many other
people,
races?
Other races,
absolutely,
as well,
so,
other planets.
Yes. And they are also. You see, the point is, with those who have such inquisitive minds and can look outside of their realm of own reality that they have created, they are actually people who continue to inspire many others, and who continue also to actually try to understand the vagaries, the many vagaries that exist of the universe. And for them, it's an unconditional attraction, if you'd like, upon the emergence of energy in the spirit world, because as it exists in the spirit world, it's so completely different to anything which responds, that you respond to in the physical state, unless, of course, you're having an out-of-body experience, or a dream state reality, or some other kind of spiritual, meaningful situation.
And do they, well, actually, I know that they do, but I'm putting myself in,
yes, of course,
in a third person here.
Yes, yes.
Do they liaise with other planets and other sort of people of like-minded, brilliant minds, shall we say,
yes,
on other planets to invent new, like, instruments or
absolutely
to do
so.
With energy and that
yes.
sort of thing.
Oh, yes, absolutely so, friend, because what you have to understand is the mutation of physical state is a constant. It is absolutely constant. So that what you have then, it means to say that you are constantly having situations which create in the physical reality different and sometimes disparate other energies, perhaps other forms of virus or other forms of bacteria or other forms of physical state, which actually, if left to their own devices, would not continue in physical life and fail, in fact, become extinct, which, of course, is how mutation moves from one extreme to another, from one situation to another. Look at the difference between an insect and a lizard or an insect and a bird or something like that. There are such remarkable differences, yet such amazing similarities.
I mean, the things that these people like this did when they were living on Earth were spiritually driven things as well. They weren't, there wasn't just something that was calculated because they were, we say geeky or whatever.
They
were driven with a passion.
Yes.
For the actual reasons that they wanted to invent these things to help the Earth and the people on it and that sort of thing. So hence they would still be doing that.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, they're mere curiosity. Well, how does this work? I do not understand this, therefore I'm going to pull it apart until I do.
And it's unfinished business, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely,
we talk about
becoming
ascended and doing this, and we want to evolve into this wonderful being.
Various states of bliss,
But to be quite honest, most of us who actually care about the Earth and the people on it and will probably continue to do similar to work to you and other people in helping the planet survive until it's on a stable course where then it can...
Then they can go off and do other things.
Else. Absolutely,
absolutely so, that's the point.
Because there's no time in the spirit world, so it's not like you're wasting time.
No. No, exactly.
And you're driven by a passion, and in a core drive from your spirit.
Yes, but that's why, my friend, the spirit world has, in a sense, brought us together in this respect. In the White Cloud Group, it's why those of us in the White Cloud Group are just completely, fascinated by. I suppose you could say that we are single-minded in our quest to help the Earth and to try to recover it, like we will do in as spirit beings toward any other planet which is facing disaster by its own inhabitants.
And which is why we've discovered the wonderful BBS and Don Newsom.
Yes.
Isn't it? And all of the other people that we come across that are like-minded in this respect.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody has a slightly different angle on it. Then that's better because we're going to cover every eventuality, aren't we?
Absolutely so. That's the point. And there is everything to say for the applauding of difference, which exists in physical reality, in the mental minds, and, of course, in the conscious spirit state.
Absolutely. Well, we've still got a couple of minutes left.
Yes.
You were talking about eating.
Yes.
About everybody, every being eats and converts energy. Does every being, like alien being, does every being on other planets eat something?
If their physical state, if they are in physical state, then that being has to control or bring about their energy from a combustible other form of physical state. So otherwise, the energy simply runs down. So you actually have a system. I understand that some people may actually exist, perhaps, on spiritual energy. How many gurus have you met, perhaps, who actually, or heard of, that are actually able to do that? They may have only eaten a tiny little piece of paper or something over weeks and weeks and weeks, and yet they are still alive and still existing. Or perhaps just a leaf or a piece of a leaf is something that they eat, and that their energy is actually derived from their spiritual encounter with the spirit world. And that, of course, is something else, which is actually to do with the transition of spirit energy into physical form, which in a sense is very similar to the transitions of spirit energy into physical form that you have in physical manifestation from the spirit world, perhaps to do with orbs or something like that, or to do with actual physical objects, which are to do with materialization. That, too, is actually to do with the transfer of energy from the spirit world and non-physical matter into physical matter, which, of course, we do in the case of an object, is actually to do with dematerialization from the object source to the object's new placement that we would try to bring about. You actually have, as well, of course, the conditions which come about through beings' abject memory of their conscious physical state. And, of course, that always will play a part as long as eggs are eggs, as long as there is a situation where spirit in the spirit world are able to interact with physical reality.
Well, thank you very much, Gregory. It's been really wonderful. Thank you. Really, really interesting.
Thank you so. With love and light, my friend. God bless.
God bless. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention that you can find out more about us on our website, which is spirit-teaching.com. You can book an Akashic reading or find out lots of other information from our website and email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com. Like I say, we'll be in Portland tomorrow night. Workshops from now up until Christmas, and you can find out more about those as well. So thank you very much for listening, and my name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.